We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today with Dr. Stephen Higgs, Director of the Biosecurity Research Institute, or BRI as it's known, at Kansas State University. And we were talking here, you were in the middle of answering that gentleman's question here, the caller who called a few moments ago.
So picking up on testing. As the university was lowering its sort of activities, we realized, I guess, or it was realized that here in Manhattan, we didn't have a lot of capacity and ability to actually test human samples to see if people were infected or not. So after considerable discussion and a lot of work with my BRI staff here, what we did was we dedicated four rooms in the BRI to the veterinary diagnostic lab. They're a critical part of the United States network to diagnose animal diseases, but those technologies also could be applied to human samples. So they worked very hard to get all the reagents and the equipment into the BRI in order to do human testing. They got approved. It's strange, you know, a lot of other College of Vet Med diagnostic labs were trying to do this in other states, and some of them were denied. Our veterinary diagnostic lab has such a great reputation and capability that we were quickly approved by the state to do those tests. So they've been taking samples from Lafine and other places and running the diagnostic test here at the BRI. They've been running, I believe, something like about 200, 250 a day. That's sort of their normal capacity, which is still a lot. last Friday, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment had been so busy that they decided to take a couple of days off and allow their workers to take a break, presumably over July 4th. The vet diagnostic lab here at the BRI continued to work. They were working 7 days a week. I think just last Friday, instead of their normal 200 or so samples, they did almost 750. So this work at the BRI is contributing not just to the sort of nation's response to this pandemic, but also locally as well, which we're very proud of them doing that for us.
Well, goodness, that's a lot of work. How are you keeping staff sane, so to speak, here, if working those kind of hours?
Some would look at me and say that I'm not sure we are staying sane. Everybody takes this, what we do, so seriously with that dedication. They know how important it is. And we're well-balanced individuals. I mean, to be honest, all of our employees, all of our researchers are evaluated and checked because of the nature of what we do. If somebody is not feeling up to par and is having a bad day, then really they don't work because we can't afford errors in what we do. Despite the operating procedures and the building design and the way it's run, everybody here is wearing face masks in public spaces, in all the public spaces as mandated. In our offices, we don't have to wear masks. So I'm in my office and not mumbling through a mask at the moment. But we take care of each other. It's almost like a family group at the BR. Everybody knows each other. Everybody works. Everybody trusts each other. You know, you have to trust the ability of other people because of the sort of work we do. It's built on trust and camaraderie, for want of a better word. The COVID work, was it was decided that we wouldn't wear the N95 type mask. We were Pappas respirators with HEPA filtration, and part of that was because we wanted to preserve a somewhat limited and strict supply of other personal protective equipment like these N95 masks and so forth. And you know, the short supply is a potential issue. We were very proactive very early on getting adequate supplies. In fact, at one point we had a little bit of a surplus, and we contributed what we could spare to Kansas Department of Health and Environment and other groups locally, so that we were able to provide, you know, increased community capacity to do the testing and to do the important work in the community at the hospitals and so forth. But I think I can say we're all sane here. We're mature and sane.
Well, it's good to hear. Well, and I know a lot of people, and I know you don't have an answer to this question, but realistically, as far as getting a vaccine here for the coronavirus, how long do you think it could potentially take?
Oh, how long could it take? It could take a relatively long time. It could take a couple of years. I mean, we're doing work on vaccines and diagnostic tests. Getting, you know, producing vaccine is one thing. Getting it to the market, even with accelerated testing, can be difficult. I mean, we've heard that, you know, well, there could certainly be a vaccine, you know, at the beginning of next year. Getting it, you know, a vaccine doesn't only have to be effective at protecting you. It has to be safe to use, and those safety tests can take a long time. All the stops are being pulled out, I think, by the government and the FDA and various groups to accelerate that. But it's not around the corner. You know, it's not going to be in the next few weeks for sure. And we're playing our part. We're working with various companies on different technologies. Like I say, we're doing the animal work, we're doing the testing. So here at the BRI, we're trying to fill those knowledge gaps so that we can fight this pandemic as best we can, and also, of course, prepare for the next one. This, you know, new knowledge that we gain may be applicable to, I dread to say, you know, the next thing that comes along, because we never know what that's going to be.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, everybody's got to do their part, and obviously you guys are doing your part. If we get everybody to cooperate here and just, you know, not argue about the absurdity of arguments we've seen the last few months here on this virus, it is something to be taking seriously. And obviously we're seeing that here in our world.
Yeah. And to be honest, Brandon, thank goodness we're in Manhattan, Kansas, in the Midwest, where people are responsible. They do take things seriously. It's wonderful to be in this community.
Well, Dr. Higgs, we always appreciate chatting with you, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thanks for your interest, Brandon. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Again, Dr. Stephen Higgs, director of the BRI here at Kansas State University. Wonderful conversation. And also thanks to our earlier guest, Bob Koppel. Of course, he's the president and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital. A lot of good work going on. All the medical officials there are doing their best here to treat all of our patients and those that are testing for the coronavirus. Coming up on Monday, we will chat with Liz Sanchi in the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. We'll also hear from Christy Ingalls of the Red Cross. Battle of the Badges is going to be happening soon.
It is about that time, isn't it?
It is.
Also, Blueville's Horticulture Hints coming up next hour with Derek. And then it's Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game this afternoon. Have a good weekend. I'm Dave Lewis. I'll see you back here on Monday. Hello, hello. See if I can figure this.